called in the evening. Thank you for calling in today to XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm calling because I needed a shut-off valve for my dishwasher, and they came and did it today, and Home Depot told me to call this number when it was done, when the shut-off valve was taken care of, for the dishwasher to be installed. But the plumber said he was going to put the dishwasher in, and he did. Now, I already paid for the dishwasher to be hauled away. So they're taking my refrigerator away tomorrow, but they're only taking away the refrigerator. They're not taking away the dishwasher, and I already paid for the dishwasher to be taken away. So I guess maybe you can take it. You can send somebody to pick that up.
Who did you pay, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Who did you pay to take away your dishwasher?
No, the plumber who came and put off the shutoff valve, he put the new dishwasher in, but did not take the old one away.
You have to,
because he's not,
contact the store that you purchased it from. You have to pay them, and then they'll do a work order for somebody. They don't just come out there and take items like that.
Okay, well, first of all, I already paid for the haul away of the dishwasher.
Okay.
Because it's on my copy. I'm looking at right here. And the other thing is, the guy I spoke to, I went to Home Depot the other day, Saturday, and I spoke to him, and he told me that they're supposed to take the dishwasher away also. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I've been going through all this baloney since December, beginning of December.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to explain it to you, and we're going to see if we can get this done for you, okay, so you can get it handled. What happens is when you go to the store and you pay for Halloween, you pay for anything, they create a purchase order, and they put all of that information on there. I need you to first tell me what's the phone number that's associated with your account so I can see what's going on and what's on your order and help you.
Okay. The phone number is 941-374-0646.
Okay. Is it under Linda DeRocco?
DeRocco,
okay. All right, give me a minute. Let me pull your account up. You have two. You have an old one and a new one. I'm going to pull up the newest one. What's your address?
3753 Glen Oaks Manor Drive, Sarasota, Florida, 34232.
All right, what's your email address?
LDR47@comcast.net.
Okay, this is just a trip charge. Let me go back and see if the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more thing on my invoice, it says refrigerator and dishwasher.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna have to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That has nothing to do with us. You have to take all that up with the store because you have to pay them for all of that. And then what they do is they create a purchase. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. They create a purchase order and they put all of that on there. He's not going to do anything more or less than what's on the purchase order because they call it a work order because they won't get paid for it. So if the store didn't put it on there, that's the store's fault. They have to do you another purchase order.
Okay, but the store did put it on.
They did. That's why I was telling you. I had to go back. They had a trip charge on there for something. I don't know what the trip charge was about.
Are you looking at my invoice? You see it on the second page.
Yeah, I don't have the same. No, ma'am. I don't have the same thing you have. I just have a work order that details the service details. And they say built-in dishwasher. And they say haul-away built-in standard appliance. And they were supposed to get your appliance. It's on here. So yes, ma'am.
Well, when they do it.
Go ahead.
When they delivered my refrigerator and dishwasher, they were supposed to bring both the new ones in and take both the old ones away, both of them, and they didn't do it because I needed a shutoff valve. So tomorrow they're coming to put the refrigerator back in, take the old one away, and take the old dishwasher away.
How many dishwashers?
It's on my copy right here. I'm sorry?
How many dishwashers? Because they only have one on here.
One dishwasher.
Okay, because it sounds like you're saying two.
One dishwasher, one refrigerator. One dishwasher, one refrigerator.
Okay, so you're saying they're supposed to haul away two items. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, that's true.
They only have one on here. They're not going to do both. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're not going to do any. If the store does not put it on here because they won't get paid for it, they're not going to do it. They only have one. If they haul either one of your items away.
Which one do you have? What are you showing? Which one?
It doesn't say which one. It just says haul away built-in standard appliance. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just says one.
They would have had to have here twice if they wanted them to do more than one. They only have one on here.
Yes, ma'am.
You're gonna have to take that up with the store because what they would do is they'll create another order and schedule you for them to come out there and get it. Either way, it has to be on the order. They won't do it. Period.
Right. Well,
they won't get paid for it.
I mean, I understand that you have what you're looking at, and I have what I'm looking at, and what I'm looking at is showing me that I have a refrigerator and a dishwasher. Two things to be hauled away that I paid for.
Ms. DeRocco.
Already.
I'm not arguing with you.
I understand.
I agree. What I'm telling you is your issue is with the store. They are supposed to take that order that you everything you paid them for, and they're supposed to put it on a work order. And they're supposed to tell XPO what they want them to do and not do, or what they want them to install or not install. And if you had 10 things installed and they only had one on that PO, they're going to do that one. But you're going to have to go to the store and make them do another PO and put your other 9 items on it is what I'm telling you. So if you want that other haul away done and you pay for it, you're going to have to talk to the store no matter what.
Yeah. I was just there today too because I had to return something. And I didn't even bother to ask because the guy, when I was there Saturday, he told me.
Yeah, all of that is with the store.
Items away.
Yeah, all of that is with the stuff. If you have an issue or they didn't get something or they did get something or you're missing something or you paid them for something and they didn't do it, all of that is with the store. They're going to have to correct that because they put only one haul away on there. I'm looking at it. Just one.
Yep, all right. I'll have to contact them. All right, thank you.
All right, anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right, good luck to you. Thanks for calling the XPO.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.